Welcome to a short episode of The Appetite, a podcast brought to you by Opal Food and Body Wisdom, an eating disorder treatment clinic in Seattle, Washington. On this podcast, we talk about all things food, body, movement, and mental health. I'm Dr. Lexi Giblin, a psychologist, co-founder, and executive director at Opal. And I am here to share an upcoming series we are launching for The Appetite. And I am thrilled about this, that this day has finally come. It's been kind of on my mind, on my to-do list for a while to get this launched because it is something near and dear to my heart. This is self-inquiry. Is our self-inquiry groups at Opal are some of the most powerful groups I've ever been a part of. And that's saying something because I've been in a lot of groups over the course of my career. These have a special way of opening us up and learning in ways that we would not otherwise be open to. So I wanted to bring this to the airways and share what this feels like, what it looks like, and hopes that you as a listener could access this tremendous skill and benefit from it in your own life. So a little bit about self-inquiry. Self-inquiry is a mindfulness skill from radically open dialectical behavioral therapy. It is a short practice. It's a 3 to 5 minute practice. It is a time where we choose to go towards unwanted emotion. So typically, all of the things that we try to avoid for 3 to 5 minutes, we choose to go towards. And we pick a specific time where we were experiencing a particular unwanted emotion. We take ourselves back into that emotion experientially, and we ask the golden question once we are there. And that question is, what is the learning here? What is the new way of understanding this experience of this emotion? And then we work with finding good questions that will open up this learning if we were to sit down in the future and look at the question we came to. It would open up the learning that we experienced during the self-inquiry session. So that's a little bit about what we're up to in self-inquiry, and you'll learn a lot more about it when we launch this series. And right now, we're looking for folks who might be interested in coming on to the podcast as a participant in a recorded podcast that will be edited and then launched at a later date. So we're looking for anyone interested in being part of this series. It could be listeners, community members, clinicians, clients, students, anyone who's interested in being involved. On these episodes, guests will share their journal, their private self-inquiry work with the group. And then we will speak to the self-inquirer with questions that come up for us as we hear the person's self-inquiry work. The beauty of this work, of this episode, these episodes will be that we're not only learning individual self-inquiry process, but we're able to have different perspectives, share ideas of maybe what the individual is not able to see on their own. And the more people in the space means the more perceptual biases are present, the more viewpoints will be present, which serve to help see things provide multiple perspectives that we maybe wouldn't be able to see on our own, and we wouldn't be able to see fully with only one person, right? So it's just this increasing the numbers of people doing the work with us helps us to see more, to learn more, to grow more, to capitalize on our unwanted experiences and grow more deeply. And we ask for you to apply. If you're interested in being on the show and sharing a self-inquiry with us and doing some self-inquiry work on the show, please email us and we will send you an application. And our email is theappetite@opalfoodandbody.com. That's theappetite@opalfoodandbody.com. So we'd love to hear from you, and we look forward to recording this and getting this out to the world and seeing how it can impact our listeners' worlds. Thank you to Jack Straw Cultural Center for sound engineering. Thanks to Aaron Davidson for the Appetite's original music, and to David Bozzi for editing. If you want to learn more about Opal's programming, go to opalfoodandbody.com. Until next time.